Well, I warned of this back in June. As you know, government legislation to reduce the renewable energy targets settings from 41,000 gigawatt hours to 33,000 gigawatt hours a year passed the Parliament in June. And that means that power companies will now only be forced to source 31,000 gigawatt hours of the electricity they on-sell to us from renewable sources. An improvement, but not much of one. And it's going to make your electricity bills dearer. Labor and the Greens sought to amend that. And that failed because the government secured Senate crossbench support in return for a promise to establish a wind farm commissioner and a scientific committee to handle complaints about health problems caused by wind farms. I warned at the time this would turn out to be a waste of time and money if the commissioner and the committee had no real teeth. Well, the commissioner and the committee were appointed on Friday, and it seems clear both will be mere window dressing. Crossbench Senator David Lionhelm has already accused the Environment Minister Greg Hunt of reneging on his promise. He said crossbench senators had expected the terms of reference governing the panel and the commissioner to have given both greater investigative powers. In other words, neither has any real clout. The new commissioner is Andrew Dyer, the former chairman of the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman's Council. He has apparently even worked previously in the renewable energy industry. No wonder the wind industry barely blinked when the government agreed to appoint a wind farm commissioner in June. A waste of space.